Hello, everybody. So today we are going to do something a little bit different. I actually wasn't planning on doing an audio this week, or I haven't planned when to do my next one. Not because I don't want to, just because I haven't been that inspired lately, but I just ordered some toys and they got here today. So I figured, why not let you guys hear me use them? So, I bought these toys to replace my absolute favorite dildo. And I'm replacing it because it's an 8-inch dildo. With a 1.75-inch width. And for the past, for a while now, actually, when I'm fucking myself with it, it feels so good. But almost immediately after, it's painful. So I was thinking, I want to get a smaller dildo. So I did. I have one. Sorry for all the noise. I haven't actually opened the boxes yet, but so I bought one that is 5 inches, and it has the same 1.75-inch width on it. So I'm going to go ahead and open that right now. Okay. It's just it's a flesh-colored dildo, and the one I had previously was actually, it was like a see-through purple. So I'm hoping with the smaller size, you know, I'm going from 8 inches to 5 inches, I'm hoping with the smaller size, it's gonna feel better, and I like them really thick. I know that there are thicker ones than 1.75. I actually tried a 2-inch thick one, and that was, way too thick. I know that's only, like, what, a quarter of an inch? it was way too thick. Anyway, so, I'm gonna take this one out of the package right now, and, it's a flesh color. I'm gonna move it away from the mic. Okay, it is nice and thick. It has a suction cup base, so you can, you know, suction cup it to, you know, the wall or something and kind of like back yourself up on it. You can suction cup it in the shower, you can put it on a horizontal surface and ride it. So, funny story about suction cup dildos. My husband's best friend used to come over to our house all the time, and I used to take one of my dildos and I would suction cup it to the middle of the bathroom mirror and just leave it there. Because I thought it was freaking hilarious. but yeah, so this one, it looks really nice. It feels really nice. It's firm, but it's also soft. And a lot of times when you get a dildo, it has a smell to it. This one actually doesn't, which is pleasantly surprising, because that smell, it gets on you, like it gets on your fingers, and then if you're ever like trying to deep throat your dildo, it gets in your mouth. You don't want that taste. So you know what, with that said, I am going to do a little taste test to see if I can, to see if anything, you know, if I taste anything sort of plasticky. Let me see what this is made out of. I always buy all of my sex toys from Adam and Eve. I don't know why. I think that was just like the first ever sex toy site that I went to. So that's just my go-to. So my first one, the purple dildo that I said was my favorite, the 8 inches, on Adam and Eve, it's called Crystal Jelly's 8-inch Ballsy Dildo. The one that I have right now, it is Pleasures Thick 5. So let's see what this is made out of. It's probably, let's see, it's silicone. Hyperallergenic. You can use it with a suction cup. Or not a suction cup. Well, I mean, it has a suction cup. You can use it with a harness, as a strap-on. So, let's put this in my mouth. Okay, so it has no discernible taste, which is awesome. Because that was definitely a negative of my other dildo. I loved kind of like sucking my cum off of it, but then I would get my cum and I would get the taste of this one. Doesn't have any kind of taste, it doesn't have any sort of smell. So let's put it inside of me. I like that it's the same thickness as the other one, and I'm hoping, even though this is a smaller one, I'm hoping I won't get the same pain. Oh, it feels good. Oh god, fuck. Oh fuck, that feels really good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, yeah, I like that. Let's, I'm going to pull this one out for a minute. Oh, God, I don't want to. but I will, because I have 3 other toys to look at, so, I'm gonna pull this out and just suction cup it, to the table beside me for now. So, with the purchase on Adam and Eve, usually if you spend over a certain amount, you get some kind of free gift. So the free gift that came in here was another dildo. So I'm gonna go ahead and open that one. It's a flesh-colored one. It looks like it's also 5 inches. It's not nearly as thick. I want to say, I wish I had the stats on it, but I don't. Oh, this one has a smell. yeah, it's not nearly as thick. Looking at it, the tip of it is probably 0.75 inches, and then as it goes down, it does widen out into probably an inch and a quarter. So it looks good. It has a slight suction cup base, but I think since it's a free gift, it's just kind of a cheap dildo. So because this one is so small, I think I'm actually going to try using it on my ass sometime, and maybe do like a double penetration thing you know, the other one in my cunt and this one in my ass. I'm not going to put it inside of me right now just because it does have kind of like a rubbery silicone smell to it. So I'm going to give that a really, really good bath. And we'll come back to that probably in a different audio. So I also got a mystery gift because I used a discount that, gives you like 50% off one toy and a free gift and I don't know, some other things. So, it's a mystery gift and it looks like it's in like a red kind of velvety sack. And that is inside some bubble wrap. So I'm going to take this out. And I've been kind of feeling it to see if I can guess what it is. And my guess so far is that it's a glass dildo. I've gotten a glass dildo as a free gift before. I don't really like them as much as I like other dildos. But I know some people absolutely love glass dildos. And I guess they're also easy to, like, the temperature of them is easy to manipulate. So inside the bubble wrap, it's in another thing of plastic. And then it's in a really nice red velvety thing. So let's see what it is. Okay, it's, wow, this looks really nice. It's just a simple clear glass dildo. One end is really, phallic looking. It has like a big mushroom tip. And then the other end is a curved, hook, so you can hook your finger into it and use that for leverage. So this one is really thin. It's much thinner than the other two. And I'm thinking this might actually be, maybe I could use this one on my ass instead. I'm not so sure though, because the mushroom head on it is so, it's so pronounced. I don't know. We'll have to see. So, and of course it's glass, so there's no smell or anything with this. So, I'm going to go ahead and put this one away for now. I'll probably end up using that in another video, or not video, another audio. Okay, so I have one last toy, and while I unpackage this one, I'm actually going to put the other dildo back inside of me, because my cunt is feeling pretty empty and pretty fucking needy right now, so. So I'm gonna go ahead and just slide that inside of me, and I'm just gonna let it sit inside of me while I open up this other package. This other package, I bought a vibrator because I have one vibrator, which is my absolute favorite, always go to, but it's so loud, and it picks up whenever I try to make an audio. So when I do make audios, I just use my fingers. The one that I have is a wand. It plugs into the wall, kind of like a Hitachi wand. So the one that I just bought is just a little tiny handheld one that takes batteries. So I also bought that from Adam and Eve, and it's called Revitalize Pocket Vibrator Kit. It's a little handheld one, takes batteries. You can get it in two different colors, blue or pink. I got blue, and it has different attachments on it. So the attachments, let's see. There's a little description of each one. So the vibrator, your Revitalize Pocket Vibrator Kit relies on a 4-inch tall ABS multi-speed vibe that already comes with 3 metal pleasure points. Hugger attachment. This one looks like bunny ears. Hugger's soft ears are ready to cradle your most sensitive erogenous zones, much like the rabbit on your rabbit vibrator. Flicker attachment. Here is an eager tongue ready to tirelessly drive you wild, flexible silicone that feels like an erotic dream. And then the pillow attachment, for when you want to dial it down and take your time to enjoy sensual vibrations. So that is what I'm going to open right now. I'm going to use the different attachments. I don't think it has different vibration speeds or anything like that. It's not meant to go inside of you. It's meant to be used on the outside. Yeah, okay, I see. It's only single speed. So let's go ahead and open this and use it. I used to have one like this. I don't think it was definitely not this fancy. I'm just gonna tear this open and try on each attachment. I think the one I'm most excited to use is the flicker, because it's supposed to be like a tongue, and I absolutely love receiving oral sex. So I'm just now getting this out of the box and feeling it right now. It's the attachments are so soft, so I really like that. I just opened it. I'm gonna grab a battery here. Oh god, I hope I'm not like boring you guys to death, because I mean I could be. All right, let's figure out which way this battery goes in. I think I already said why I wanted to get it, just to have something smaller to use for my audios. Okay, so I have the battery in. Let's see. Okay, so that has a pretty strong vibration. I'm going to go with the hugger tip first. They're really squishy tips, and they just slide right over the head of the vibrator, and then you turn it on, and so yeah, this is pretty neat. The one that I had that was like this, it definitely it was not this fancy. Okay, so let's see how this feels. So it's supposed to hug your clit. Let me get comfortable here and turn it on. Let's see, which way does it go? Oh, I have to be careful not to open it while I turn it off. Let me see. It's actually kind of hard to turn. Okay, there we go. Okay, I really like that. Yeah. My, oh, the head came off. No. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, my, I can't get it to turn off. Hold on. Man. So, my one issue with vibrators is that, a lot of times when I'm trying to use them, they're not nearly strong enough. Which is why I really like the wand. It has different speed settings, and it's huge, you know? So I was hoping this one would be strong enough, and it feels like it is, which is so nice, because a lot of times with smaller vibrators, they don't have that, they're not that powerful. So I'm loving the fact that this one is. And I think I'm really gonna like it. I'm gonna go ahead and try the flicker one that's supposed to be like the tongue. And then, I think the one I'm going to get off with is the pillow one, which just, rests against your clit. So let me get this on and turn it on. Okay, that's neat. So it has like a little a flap, sort of like a fin. And so when you turn on the vibration, it vibrates and flaps really, really fast. So that part is supposed to go against your clit, sort of like a tongue. It feels really it's like pinpointing just one spot on your clit, and it feels good. It feels really good. It almost slightly feels overwhelming just having so much attention in one small spot on your clit, but it feels really nice. So let's go ahead and use the last attachment, which is the pillow one. Which it's just, I don't think there's anything special about it. It just goes on, and it's sort of like if you've seen like the main head attachment on a Hitachi wand, it's sort of just like that, just a miniature version. You can't really pinpoint a certain area on your clit. It gets the whole area. So I'm going to go ahead and use that and just enjoy myself for you guys now. I'm sure you're all tired of hearing me talk. Yeah, oh my god. These toys are gonna get a lot of use. Oh, that feels so good. Fuck. Oh yeah. Oh my god, yes. Oh fuck. Oh my god, fuck. Oh fuck, that feels so good. God, fuck, I'm gonna come. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, good, fuck, yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck.